I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Weeks of constant rain have washed away the livelihoods of millions in India. K.P. Ohanan of Gospel for Asia says the destruction is great.
I imagine it's going to be another 6 months to a year of continuous work to bring some stability. You're talking about 3 million people just in one area, and hundreds of people died. And then you look into Bangladesh and Assam. I mean, the impact is so huge in terms of suffering.
Missionaries will help rebuild 500 to 1,000 homes, at the same time ministering to those who would otherwise target Christians. Meanwhile, a small bomb was detonated in a Christian school in the northwest frontier province of Pakistan, according to one news report. Compassion Radio sponsors 14 students attending a science university in the same city, but none were injured in this attack. All the sponsored students are from Muslim backgrounds, but are put in contact with Christian resources and students. You can help on our website and pray that violent attacks will not affect their ministry. And 2 years ago, it looked as if the Kahui Bible Translation Project in Brazil was finished for the lack of funds. WordWinds International stepped in to support the team. Today, Jared Allen says they're seeing exciting progress.
God is beginning, through the translation of the Word, to reveal Himself in ways to these people that they had no concept of before the translation of the Word. And through this process, they're coming to a Bible study regularly on Sunday night. And we're seeing the emergence of the very first church.
The team is expected to finish the whole translation in 2015. Allen says they need prayer, or you can also support the translation for just $22. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.